can you, as a leader, support the diversity initiatives that your organization has? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, we got to look at this idea of diversity and inclusion because no doubt your organization, your company, wants to pay more attention to that and increase diversity. Now, today, instead of me telling you all the great reasons why diversity is an incredible asset, because it brings more ideas and more different backgrounds, so the quality of ideas increases and the talent of your organization grows when you can embrace all the different aspects that people bring to the organization. But what do you do as a leader to make sure that you're doing your part to embrace diversity? The first thing you can do is to create an inclusive environment. The reality is every group kind of either gives off a vibe that makes people feel welcome and included, or perhaps that they're excluded. That could be in the form of inappropriate jokes or comments. Of course, if those are made by you as the leader, that's even worse. So you want to make sure that you're paying attention to how inclusive your environment is. Does it welcome people with different backgrounds and different perspectives? Sometimes in manufacturing, it can be a bit of a macho environment, and people can use very dark humor and inappropriate comments when they shouldn't. And so you as a leader have to be aware that that is happening. The second tip I have is to watch what you say. What you say as a leader has a big impact on people because people follow your example. So if you are making inappropriate comments or telling inappropriate jokes, or even asking people questions that could be deemed offensive, especially if they come from different parts of the world, like, hey, where did you come from? Where did you grow up? It might sound like an innocent comment, but it kind of makes someone else feel small and insignificant. So watch what you say. The third tip, of course, is coaching your team. Now, I know none of us really wants to play parent to our team and telling them to behave better or be more appropriate in how they deal with one another as coworkers. And yet, as a leader, how will your team know if you don't bring it to their attention that they need to change their behavior? I wouldn't necessarily expect everyone to go, oh, yay, I'm so glad you're bringing this to my attention that I can be inappropriate or cause a hostile work environment. So don't worry too much about how they immediately receive your message. Watch more for after hearing your message whether they actually change and implement a new approach. Most people, even if they put some resistance up to your coaching, will actually start to moderate or change their behaviors, and it might take more than one conversation to make that happen. When you as a leader create a more inclusive environment, the ability of your organization to attract and retain diverse talents will increase, and overall, that's going to drive up performance. Now, once you've learned how to become more inclusive as a supervisor in this brave new world that we're in, you might decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership aspects and characteristics, and of course, you can do that by having us work either with you as an individual by enrolling in one of our public workshops, or having us on site to deliver training for your team, or maybe it's to just embrace this new world of virtual technology. Using our virtual training studio, we've created some of the most engaging leadership training available today, and you can do it right from the convenience of your desktop. All of our resources and all of our projects start with a conversation or an inquiry, and you can do that on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. No matter how or where you are in your leadership journey or what you need to become exceptional, we have what it takes to help you become the best leader that you can be.